I love the power I hold over a sissy. When she's in a CFNS situation. But I have to admit, I never allow my sissies to be completely naked. It's far more humiliating when a sissy is wearing something slutty that makes her more naked than naked. Wouldn't you agree that tassel pasties and a tiny little G-string with pearl thong does a much better job of showcasing a sissy's best assets? There's no way that sissy could ever pretend to be a man when she's dressed in dirty sissy lingerie, advertising her desire to please her mistress at any cost. My sissies twerk their hinies and twirl their tassels, gyrate those hips and jingle their collars, arch their backs and stick their titties out for me and my girlfriends. We sit on the sofa or gather in groups, dressed in our blouses, pencil skirts, and heels, to sip wine and compare notes on our sissy girls. There is a fierce competition between mistresses for the best feminized sissy. None of our sissies can conceal their excitement, even though we deduct points for sissies who stain their panties. Every clitty is sticking straight up and tripping endlessly, and we mistress pat them affectionately, which only makes matters worse, of course. Your mistress has even been known to induce a little squirt, by accident, of course, to spice up the evening. Could you keep yourself from having a premature sissygasm? I'm sure you really don't want to disappoint your mistress and face your sissy punishment when you get home. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com, or if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.